O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reclaim your authority, summon your armies, restore the Khilafah Rashida now. O Islamic Ummah, as the genocidal onslaught continues against our Palestinian brothers and sisters, make no mistake, this is not merely a war between Muslims and Zionists or colonialists and the colonized. It is a dedicated assault on Islam by the Kuffar. The Zionist entity has been armed in every manner by its fellow infidels, with arms, with media, with economic support, while Muslim voices are suppressed by the agent rulers. The infidels continue to massacre women, children, infants, and unborn fetuses in the name of defense. Of course, Allah warned us of their intentions.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. And while the infidels, the US, UK and other Western allies rush to the Zionist entity's aid, where are our leaders? Our armies? Did our Lord not command them to protect the Muslims from oppressors? To expel the Kuffar from where they expelled us? Instead, our rulers use the language of the Kuffar, calling for conferences, protests and deals. O Islamic Ummah, did Salahuddin liberate Al-Quds with conferences? Did Al-Mu'tasim condemn the Byzantines with words and call for immediate ceasefires? Or did they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and raise their swords to the oppressor? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Kill them wherever you come upon them and drive them out of the places from which they have driven you out. For fitna is far worse than killing. Make no mistake, the war is between Kufr and Islam. Just as the infidels massacre our Palestinian brothers and sisters, the Hindus oppress Muslims in India and attack the honor of the Muslimah in Kashmir. The Chinese pagans trap the Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps. The Russians bomb Syria, while the Americans and Saudis starve Yemen. O Islamic Ummah, where are your rulers? You call on them to save your brothers and sisters, to mobilize your armies, but they neglect your pleas. How could they not? They have long sold their souls for the seats of power and wealth. They've long since aligned their interests with those of the kuffar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tattakhidhu alladheena attakhadhu deenakum huzwan wa la'iban min alladheena utul kitaba min qablikum wal kuffara awliya. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
O you who have believed, take not those who have taken your deen in ridicule and amusement. Amongst the ones who were given the scripture before you, nor the kuffar as allies. And fear Allah if you should be believers. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's time for us to abandon the language of the Kuffar and their institutions designed to protect their interests and their false calls for peace. No more calls for ceasefires, no more conferences, no more nation states and borders that divide us. Did a conference save Syria? Did the United Nations protect innocent Yemeni men, women and children from airstrikes and starvation? Did calls for peace liberate Kashmir? Did words, campaigns, human rights champions, and the international community protect the Uyghurs? Have peaceful talks freed Palestinians from their 75 years of oppressive occupation? Is the system of Kufa protecting the people of Sudan? You say, the rulers have betrayed us. What can we do? While our Palestinian brothers and sisters recite with Iman, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. He is the best protector. Indeed, Allah is sufficient for us too. So return to what Allah has commanded. Call on the armies, abandon the system of infidels, and establish the Khilafah. Unify as one ummah. If we follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring the ruling by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he did, then with Allah's blessing, how can we possibly fail? So call on your brothers, your sons, your fathers in the armed forces. Remind them of their duties. Remind them of their obligation to respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call. For he said,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ila al-ard araditum bil hayatid dunya min al-akhira fama mata'ul hayatid dunya fil akhira illa qaleel.
O believers, what is the matter with you that when you're asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to the earth? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of this worldly life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us as the best ummah. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself will intercede for us on the last day. So remember your covenant with Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our promise to live by Islam, to respond to the call of our brothers and sisters, and to raise our armies to fight the oppressors. The armies of Muslims exist to serve the Islamic Ummah, not to safeguard the interests of treacherous rulers, and not to protect Western interests. The blood of a single believer is more sacred to our Lord than the Holy Kaaba itself. And yet thousands of Muslims have been ruthlessly massacred while our armies stay confined to their barracks, while their tanks rust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّوهُ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If you do not march forth, he will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You're not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. Of course, the challenge before the Islamic Ummah is great. The vile Western countries back the Zionist entity, and their military power is great. But the methodology of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of unifying the Muslim lands under one imam is the only logical response to the threat before his ummah. The infidels would fall before a united front of just five major armies of Muslims, and they would not dare to challenge all of them. O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the challenge before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed Sahaba was much greater. The pagans persecuted them harshly, and the Muslims were tasked with not just establishing the Islamic State, but bringing Islam for the first time. The challenge before us pales in comparison to theirs. We need only to wake our armies up, remove our treacherous rulers, and unify in the way that the Ummah desires. We need only return to the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no time to waste. Take to the streets. Spread the message in your communities. Account your armed forces and return to the only just rule this world has ever seen. The rule of Islam, chosen for us by our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and revealed to us through his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reclaim your armies from the treacherous rulers. Appoint a Khalifa to be your shield and ensure the 75-year resistance of your Palestinian brothers and sisters is not in vain.